$30,000 on Saturday for the first time, according to data compiled by the Bloomberg News Agency. The first decentralized cryptocurrency set a new record at 1313 GMT after breaking $20,000 on December 16th. Tesla Incorporated on Saturday reported better than expected 2020 vehicle deliveries, driven by a steady rise in electric vehicle adoption across the world's largest economies. The company delivered over 499,500 vehicles during 2020, which was above Wall Street estimates. Annual deliveries fell slightly shy of Tesla CEO Elon Musk's target of 500,000. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif urged U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday not to be trapped by an alleged Israeli plan to provoke war through attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. He issued the warning on the anniversary of the U.S. killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani by a drone strike in Iraq. Washington blames Iran-backed militia for regular rocket attacks on U.S. facilities in Iraq, including near the U.S. embassy, but no known Iran-backed groups have claimed responsibility. Zarif tweeted on Saturday that new intelligence from Iraq indicates that Israeli agents are plotting attacks against Americans, putting an outgoing Trump in a bind with a fake act justifying war. The U.S. military flew two nuclear-capable B-52 bombers to the Middle East in a message of deterrence to Iran last week, but the bombers have since left the region. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus pandemic. An extension of an overnight